AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Rain is in the forecast along the coastal Carolinas from Debbie. This tropical storm is moving very slow, drenching places like Savannah, Georgia, and Charleston, South Carolina. Scott Klebauer is with the National Weather Service. He says Debbie is going to be merging.
The good news is that she'll be picking up pretty decent speed as after it gets picked up by the disturbance off to its northwest. So the storm will mainly be out of the continental U.S., sometime on Saturday.
Debbie is expected to re-strengthen a little and turn north toward the South Carolina coastline before its center makes a second landfall late today into early tomorrow. The new Democratic presidential team of Kamala Harris and Tim Walz go into another battleground state today, Wisconsin. On Fox News today, Donald Trump says he wants to debate Harris and would prefer it to be on Fox. He claimed there might be a conflict with ABC News because he sued the network following a statement by anchor George Stephanopoulos that Trump had been found liable for rape. In Michigan, GOP vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance says Democratic running mate Walz is way too far to the left.
This is a radical human being who comes from the far left wing of the Democrat Party. And what Kamala Harris is telling all of us by selecting Tim Walz is that she bends the knee to the far left of the Democrat Party.
Vance is using a stop at a Michigan police department to talk about what he sees as failed immigration policies that are Harris's fault. Ocean temperatures in the Great Barrier Reef hit their highest level in 400 years over the past decade, according to researchers who warn the reef likely won't survive if planetary warming isn't stopped. Russian President Vladimir Putin today is describing Ukrainian incursion into the country's southwest as a large-scale provocation. His officials say they're fighting off cross-border raids for a second day. Ukrainian officials remain quiet about the scope of the operation. This is AP News. A new tally found abortion numbers are slightly higher.
According to the hashtag WeCount report for the Society of Family Planning, the number of abortions in the U.S. has risen slightly since the Supreme Court sent the issue back to the states. Researchers say it's in part because some states controlled by Democrats offered new protections to doctors who use telemedicine to prescribe abortion pills to women who live in places that have abortion bans. Numbers went up in states like Illinois, Kansas, and New Mexico. In the month of March alone, through telehealth, doctors prescribed pills to nearly 10,000 patients in states that had stricter limits. I'm Jackie Quinn.
All five people on board a helicopter were killed when it crashed into a mountain near Nepal's capital, Kathmandu. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with: thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.